Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you while you prayed, but I heard you call out to me many times with such a wonderful voice and a kind heart. I did not mean to startle you, but I have come to answer your prayers. Why, yes, I am your goddess. Don't you recognize me? Hair that shines like the sun, hourglass figure to mortal that no one could match, skin smooth as silk. No, I don't want you to bow to me. Please stop. Please. You don't have to prostrate yourself in my presence. Please. Look me in the eyes. That's right. Look into my eyes. Look upon my face. The face of your goddess. Gaze upon my beauty. Please, do not look away. I am here for you. Specifically, you, my most devoted follower. I know you. I have heard you pray to me every night. I have watched you live a life of honor and kindness in my name. And I thank you for your devotion. Know that your deeds have not been unnoticed. I know times may sometimes be hard, and life can come up with its challenges. But your faith has been rewarded. I stand here now, walking among mortals to meet my most faithful. You are my most faithful. You are the most faithful. Now come, do not turn away from your goddess. Embrace me. That's it. Doesn't it feel nice? Don't be afraid. Enjoy the warmth that I provide. Do you mind if I play with your hair? I don't often get to run my hands through something so soft. I usually move with the wind. Being an incorporeal being can be lonely at times. I suppose you could say I can get jealous of you mortals. The senses that you must feel, I'm not yet used to them all. It's one thing to see and hear everything. It's another thing altogether to be able to touch, to smell. To taste. Yes, I've heard the food here is good. You'll have to let me try some of that wine you always have during your ceremonies to me. Oh, and I want to smell those candles you burn. You say it was lavender scented? And you have to teach me that dance you do during the winter festivals. Oh, I don't know how that became part of my church, but I do enjoy the way everyone moves to the music. But that'll be for a time that's later. Do you mind if I stroke your face? Skin contact is an odd sensation, but a pleasant one. The different textures I feel tracing my hand along. The smoothness of your forehead. The fuzzy eyebrow. The slight bump of the cheek. The tiny hairs. Oh, your lips. There's a faint wetness. Have you been drooling? I jest. However, Would you object if I felt your tongue? Oh my, it's quite wet in there and surprisingly warm. I can feel all the individual bumps on your tongue. It is soft, but in a different way. It moves like it's almost got a mind of its own. It's actually got a pleasing feeling to it. My apologies, I got carried away. Let me just clean my hand. You have a nice, smooth face. I mean, an attractive face. A healthy, normal, pleasant to look at face. There was something very specific I wanted to experience. Something I couldn't ask from just any mortal. Something no other follower would dare to think to do. Only you, my most faithful, my most loyal believer. And I think you know exactly what it is that I want. Don't move away from me. I know you. I know the thoughts you've had of me in your most private moments. The thoughts you've been told were forbidden. That were sinful. What? You thought I didn't know? I see everything. I know how you touch yourself to the thought of me. To the idea that your goddess might one day be present and present herself to you and let you ravish her. I've heard you moan my name to the heavens as you pleasure yourself in my name. Shh, don't worry. I'm not angry nor upset. It might be a sin to the church, but I do not require repentance. For I know how devoted you are to me, in mind, body, and soul. And besides, if you really wanted to know what I thought of your prayers, I really fucking love them. I've never seen such passion before, such devotion. Other people pour wine and burn things and sing old songs, but you strip yourself bare towards me and cry out for a touch. You have an orgasm before your goddess. Show that love no mortal has dared to show me before. I want you to be honest with me. Show me your true self. The self that only I know. I want to feel the physical pleasure that you desire to give me. I am here before you now, so you may gift me this lust. Let me experience these new senses. I want to be touched. I want to smell. I want to taste. I want to be worshipped. My, your tongue against mine. Feeling this warmth in my mouth. Comforting and passionate. Wrap your arms around me. Pull me close. Let me feel your whole body. That's it. Run your hands along my body. Let me feel your fingers caress. My soft, smooth, and warm skin. feel the strength in my arms and explore the softness of my thighs. It tickles as you graze my slender back. Strip me. I need to feel my skin against yours. Kiss my neck. Work your way down my body. Oh, my breast. You bit me so tenderly. Oh, and now you suck on them like a babe. Oh, my, not exactly like a babe. Now, where are you taking your hand? Yes. Touch my nipples. Pinch them. Harder. I did not know there was pleasure to be found in pain. What a wonderful new feeling. Play with my breasts and make me feel good. Why did you stop? You want to put your tongue where? Oh, my God. Me. This feels unbelievable. Is this the type of pleasure you feel for me? I want to grind against your face. Your fingers, too. It's almost too much. No, keep going. Keep going, don't stop. I want to feel your love. Worship me. Worship your goddess. I feel something. I feel something building up. I've never felt this good before. Is this? Heavens above, yes. Worship me. I can feel my heart beating. I'm feeling all kinds of new things today. Yeah. Oh, let me play with your hair again. Oh, isn't that relaxing? Almost hypnotic. Yeah. Let's breathe together. Thank you, mortal, my most faithful. Don't worry. I'm not leaving just yet. I think this should become a daily ritual. Don't you?